Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, babe, what you got there?
This is a check from Carvana. I just sold my car to them. I went online and Carvana gave me an offer right away. Then they just picked up the car and gave me this.
Well, that's a big check. Well, obviously, you could put this towards your next car, or we could finally get that jacuzzi, or I could start taking tuba lessons, or I could quit my job and write my memoir.
Or I can put it towards my next car with Carvana.
Sorry, your check, not mine.
Sell your car to Carvana. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get a real offer in seconds.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well,
why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Hello, and welcome to episode 6 of Get to the Good Stuff with Jack Skipper, my guest this week. Are comedians.
Sure.
TikTokers.
Poets.
Bros.
Financial crime specialists.
Hoes. Etc.
Yeah. Bros and hoes.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Introduce yourselves.
Is that...
I thought you just introduced
Well, I started, us. But then you will take over then.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't mean to interrupt.
I mean,
this is
a bit of a holiday for us coming on someone else's podcast.
Like
we're still introducing ourselves. Yes.
Boys Gone Wild.
Here they are. This is our first guest
appearance
on a podcast, which is a shame.
That is this one.
Yeah.
It's quite dark in it.
Well, you know how this podcast works?
Get to the good stuff.
It's in the name.
Don't fuck about, mate.
Makes sense.
On that note, have you ever been in trouble with the police?
Well, yeah. I mean, the big thing on our podcast...
It's not about your podcast. It's my podcast.
The whole story's about our podcast.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that all right?
Is that fine?
Well, it is now.
We're going to have to go for it.
Oh, sorry. I should explain. Will's here.
Oh, hey, Will.
I'm
in the last train. So.
Will's here. Oh, Will Robbins.
Yeah, no, don't worry about me.
Have you been arrested? Or in trouble with the police?
I've been in trouble with the police.
I mean, a huge part of the podcast is Andrew.
We're not allowed to talk about our podcast, apparently.
He keeps mentioning it,
but...
A big part of our podcast, what drives it, is, you know, is my brains and my kind of galaxy brain takes on the world and Andrew's...
chaos.
Run-ins with police.
With the law.
With women. It's a consistent, bankable thing
Trouble with the law a lot.
You know, when you
in the last.
It's like
when
it's
months.
Like a magic thing. You just rub the belly and it spits
something.
Out cash. Mm. But as opposed to cash, we haven't found a way to monetize
it's year long
it, really.
Disciplinaries at work.
Exactly. But yeah.
I accidentally called a police officer a cunt. It's actually part of my job is to communicate with the police. Yeah, I'm a financial crime specialist, and that somewhat involves talking to the police, which means
that's your job.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not this.
This is just fun.
Terrible jobs.
Yeah. part of my job is giving information to the police, which involves sending an email.
Snitch.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Already.
Already, Will.
I'm sure there's a reason.
So we send an email across and then we text them a passcode. It's like two-factor authentication, very sexy, isn't it? We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, we love that shit.
So all of my text messages for a long time were basically just police officers' numbers. I didn't save them because I'm not a creep. And we were having a conversation live on the podcast about how fucking autocorrects to ducking. And we were wondering if the same thing happens when with the word cunt. It doesn't, by the way.
Does it not?
No, it doesn't.
Because you were convinced it would change to count.
Yeah, which
yeah,
it didn't.
You thought the... Well, I mean, the whole point was fucking to ducking. Was it... He posited the claim that fucking changes to ducking because they're trying to censor swear words.
Yes.
Which I took huge umbrage
with. What is ducking?
Like you duck away from something.
Yeah.
Ducking out the way.
No one uses the... Barely. So he said...
Well, I mean, been ducking before, obviously.
Yeah, but by that logic, I guess... It fits Andrew's argument that they're trying to censor you saying fucking, which
they're
is
trying
wild.
To censor me.
If you're on text messages, why would they try and stop that?
Kids
shit?
Can, a very kids popular can thing about people going around just ducking a lot.
Yeah, but
people are really into it.
That's possible.
But
why
would fucking love ducking? Yeah. And they don't censor out. I ducking love ducking.
Ducking and diving.
I ducking love a good ducking. Duck me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it.
If you don't like it, you can duck off.
But then if they're trying to stop you swearing, it's such an easy workaround. It feels like it's such a weird thing that they're just trying to make it.
What would you change it to?
I wouldn't change it.
You wouldn't change it.
It's either ban it, if it's that much of a problem, put child locks on it, but don't make it just slightly inconvenient. People know what it is. What are they doing by softening fucking to ducking against someone's will?
Kids have iPhones. You know?
Yeah, and kids can also press X when it comes up with ducking. It's like drugs. If kids are going to do drugs, they'll fucking find a way to do them. If kids are going to text fucking to their friend, they'll find the autocorrect is not going to get in the way.
Because the verb is to fuck.
Yeah.
And then instead of that, they're trying to get kids to
duck. Yeah.
Duck.
Yeah. Just one can duck
instead of fuck. Yeah.
You can duck, you know. You
can't, ducking is available.
You can't go out ducking.
No. You can try.
You can leave
try. Say this, boy. Now he just only wants to duck his nan.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess that could help you. Yeah. Maybe if you're having your tweets read back to you in court, you could be very thankful that autocorrect
plausible
came in.
Plausible deniability.
Save. Exactly. Plausible deniability. And maybe that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to help people who have fucked their nan in court have plausible deniability.
Well, if some people have done weird things with ducks, though, haven't they?
I've never heard this.
What kind of people do you
I don't know what you're talking about, Phoebe. I've never heard any of this before.
No, there was a show, because I watched a bit of Gogglebox, when people they showed like Larry the Duck or something, and it was
just,
about...
She said something weird, and not necessarily fucked.
No, this woman had a relationship with a duck.
Oh, he had a relationship?
Or physical? Or both?
I believe physical. She couldn't...
But not emotional.
Someone smashed the duck?
Yeah.
On Gogglebox?
Duck's dicks are weird. Have you ever seen it? A duck?
They're barbed.
It's a coil, and it like springs out from like a meter from their body.
Does barbed mean it stays in?
Well, I mean, mallards only.
Fucking hell.
They only.
It's called a koalaka.
There you go.
How do you also know so much about ducks?
We've got a lot out of this duck stuff. Anyway, we're getting away from the story.
Have you been arrested?
Yeah, well, I suppose if they didn't do the autocorrect thing, then I'd be able to get a pay rise at work. Because we got it up live on the podcast. So I went on. So all my phone's text messages was filled with police officers' numbers. So to check out whether cunt would change to anything, I got my phone out, went on my text messages for some reason, and just typed in cunt. I didn't change it. So we stayed on cunt, and then I just kind of went into autopilot and sent it immediately.
Just out of muscle memory?
Just out of muscle memory.
Who sent it? Oh,
the police officer.
But he doesn't save any of his numbers.
I don't save any number. No, but it was full of police officers' numbers anyway. So this police officer just received a cunt from me who works at this.
This happened live on the podcast.
Happened live on the podcast.
It's the most I've ever laughed.
Check
the clip's still there. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it's one of those things. It's like Andrew is the gift that keeps on giving, you know.
My mate is a gardener, right? And someone sent him a... You know, you get like you wind your mate, you text your mate, you wind him up, right? And my mate texts back to his mate.
Yeah.
You cunt. My mate's a gardener. Sent it to the wrong person. Just text one of his customers.
Oh,
His customers just said, "Oh, look, the gardener is texting us." You cunt.
There's a support group for people like him.
Look, James the gardener. You cunt. that's all you got to say.
There's a support group for people like that if he's interested.
Exactly.
Had the same thing affect them.
But live on air.
But so I then panicked to try and stop the message. I then deleted it. But then I realised then I had no idea which person I just sent it to.
Because he thought it was unsent. He didn't unsend it.
So then I sent an apology message, again live on the podcast, to the wrong police officer.
This is happening live.
It's all happening live. It's one of those unbelievable pieces of footage you've ever seen. It's honestly, it's incredible. It's up there with the assassination of JFK. This is like historical. It's extraordinary. I'm sat there. Out of nowhere, we're just having like a shit chat about, you know, whatever. He goes off and finding it out, he sends it and then he goes, fuck, he disappears off shot for about a minute.
I can't
believe it because I'm just seeing his face knowing he's fucked up. I couldn't, and it was even better than I thought because he comes back and he goes, I just called a police officer. What did you send him? I just said cunt. Oh, it was, I mean, it was, I did irretrievable damage to my vital organ. I was laughing so much. I was in immense pain. It was a horrendous experience for me because I was like, this is the first
It was a horrible experience for you, wasn't it? Terrible, mate. Fuck me.
So you sent it to one, you sent it to a lot of people?
Just one.
Just one person?
Just one police officer.
So what was the reply?
So I...
They're friends now, yeah.
Yeah. It actually brought us closer together. no, so I sent the apology to the wrong police officer and then woke up the next...
Is that the apology to the
book? Yeah, because so I deleted the text because I panicked.
So many policemen involved in this.
Yeah, because they're all on fucking phone.
He texts them all day.
Don't tell a policeman. He sent it straight to
them. Straight to them. It looked targeted. It looked like a fucking hate crime.
Cunt.
She was a woman.
You cunt.
She was a woman.
Was she a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's so much worse.
That is terrible.
Christ.
Really bad.
Cunt.
And imagine trying to fucking explain that. I was testing out autocorrect. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
I mean, the thing is,
they finally found me. I've been hiding out.
It's not illegal, is it, calling a policeman a cunt?
Job is liaising with the police, it's not illegal, but
it's a sackable offense.
Yeah, it's a sackable offense.
Arrest me for that.
Yeah.
But then he also had the disciplinary where you had to explain it.
So I sent it to the wrong person, then I woke up the next morning to just excuse me, and I was like, that'll be the one I sent it to. And then apologised to them, and then heard nothing of it for a couple of months, and then I then sent her another text. Just said fuck. No, it was like,
how do you explain it?
It was a different thing I was having
my
to do.
My favourite swear words.
How do you explain that to someone?
I don't know. I can swear.
So I then had a disciplinary review meeting at work about it because they just they did not believe.
Understandably,
that I did it by accident.
The thing is, we also have the footage.
I have live evidence.
The footage is him. He should be at work on the podcast. So it's a catch 22.
Fuck yourself, Andrew.
No, I really did. Yeah.
This happens so regularly.
Very
good. That's a callback. That's why we got Will.
That's why Will's on the team. Yeah.
Welcome. Thanks, Will.
So yeah, I got a year long disciplinary. Not allowed to progress in my pay or anything. But you know,
had a proper effect on his life, which is so much funnier because it's like we all fuck up, but then something that's like to this day is mean you have less money.
So much less money.
So much less money.
Yeah.
And it's you're not making that much for the podcast, if any.
Nothing.
You're making nothing for the podcast, so you've really lost out on
a new podcast. Not many people listen.
Well,
to
exactly. Yeah, so it's perfect. This is a life I've always wanted to fucking live.
Yeah, you can talk about it to no people as well.
Yeah,
and then you can't monetize
it's
that.
It's love. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect.
It's great. Yeah, you're not really not.
I'll do it again.
Shortfall.
I'll do it again, and I will. But yeah, that was when I got in trouble with the police.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, there's also.
Oh, fuck, are we doing that one?
You've never actually done that story.
I've never done that story. Yeah,
we definitely need to know this.
Because we haven't done it because we did it. We didn't want to do it because it was too heavy for your mum.
My mum listens to the podcast.
Yeah, she won't listen to this. She won't listen to this sort of
trash. Yeah, she won't listen. Okay. 2 weeks later, I spiraled a bit after this whole situation with the police officer and the cunt and the disciplinary. I did get kicked out for spoons for telling a waiter to fuck off, actually. Can you call them waiters?
Kicked out where?
Of spoons.
There's no waiters in spoons, mate.
What?
There's not a waiter.
He was just speaking to a geezer and it was like, why have you sent me your suit? Yeah. Dude, it's like, there's no fucking waiter.
Fuck off, get me my spoon.
Bring me my £3 pizza.
He's waiters in spoons. There's no waiters in spoons, mate.
What do you call it?
A bar staff.
Yeah, there is one. Well, that was, and then I went to a party with our friends, a house party. I then left with one of my friends to buy some drugs.
Sure.
All's good. Wow.
Will's shocked.
Will is appalled.
This podcast has revealed that we're all a bunch of drug addicts.
I haven't done drugs in a while.
Which drugs? Which drugs you bought?
Cocaine.
Yeah.
Okay, very popular.
What are the policemen that you work with?
Well, I've already burnt those bridges. But
this was 2 weeks after.
He said another accidental text. Have you got any gear?
No, sorry. I meant fear. Because I want to scare you.
This was genuinely 2 weeks after, and this was so soon after, and we were there was a genuine risk of this being
bad. Yeah. I went.
This
to
was bar. During your disciplinary. Sorry, this was this during your probation period, was it not?
It was during the disciplinary period.
He just got some drugs to get over it.
Yeah. No, the disciplinary period was still going on. And then I went to go and buy some drugs with my friend at a house party. We picked up the drugs. All was going well. We then thought we'd do a bit before we went back into the house party. You know, why not? You got to loose the goose a bit.
You got to loose the goose. I've said this a lot.
Well, maybe you got to loose the goose.
The dealer.
Yeah.
I think it was like 60.
Oh, we'll talk after this podcast.
It was kind of like. So, it wasn't good stuff. So I then we took a bit and then out down like this alley. And I just saw a community support officer go, oi. And I went, and he went, oi. And I went, well, we're going to leave this situation. Yeah. And then it was right by where the entrance to the house fight was, but it was like in a block of flats. So we couldn't immediately gain access to it. Shoreditch. So we then, this community support officer, which obviously you're not
he's
really.
He's a Chinese artist.
He's just had a bad day, mate. Then. Excuse me, sir.
He's on a uni site.
There seems to be a problem.
Juggling.
I don't know what
you're doing, but excuse me.
So, we thought,
this guy. Show him your phone book. Do you know what I know?
Yeah, like, look at these unknown numbers. Yeah, you don't want to fuck with me.
2 weeks ago, I called your boss a cunt.
And I'll fucking do it again. So we get to we go around. He's shouting at us, and then it turns out there's a fucking. And we're just kind of walking away quite quickly, but not that quickly. Who's this dickhead? But then there's a police patrol car literally just down the road. So he shouts,
mates,
officers.
He's harder, mate.
His real mental shit. He then he calls for the police officers to come over, and they do. They oblige.
Yeah.
And we are.
He needs some support. That's why he does. On his back.
Community support. I need support. The community's in danger.
Support me, please.
Emotional support. He needs emotional support. He's emotionally weak. He relies on other people constantly. A nightmare to be around.
It's horrible.
It's so bad. He's got a fucking lanyard about it, saying, "Please listen to my self-pity." You're pathetic.
Yeah. Put your arm around him. Just make sure he's all right.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Are you okay, mate?
Yeah,
good. Just checking. All right.
So we get to the door. Me and my friend both have a gram of coke in each of our pockets. And so we're trying to get in and they're saying, sirs, can you please step down? Can you please come here? And we were just looking at them going, no. And then just kept banging my door, like, leave us alone. And then someone was just about to come and let us in. Bam, I got handcuffed immediately back. So I was like, well.
Imagine you in handcuffs.
Can you or can't
now
you?
Now I've got direction.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, we'll talk after. So I'm in handcuffs with a gram of coke in my pocket. But it turns out the community support officer thought we were having a piss. So
fucking dweeb, though. That's hilarious.
They're pissing over. He's never seen anything like it in his life. Yeah. So he's like,
why is everyone pissing in Shoreditch?
Drugs.
Yeah.
So
he's cracked the case.
He's in the club toilet. He's knocking on the club doors. I know what you're doing in there. Yeah. They're pissing in there.
Never leave any clue unturned.
Analyzing urine on the floor. So it turns out they didn't search me, and I just got banned from Shoreditch for 48 hours for public urination.
You got a ticket. You get tickets for you can't be seen around the area.
That guy,
the police.
Community support. That's
his job. Yeah.
There's bans.
I've actually been called publicly urinating by the police 4 times.
No, you're famously a very bold public urinator.
Yeah. If you got to go, you got to go. Yeah. You got to dick, use it.
Caught pissing.
Yeah, I have actually in Somerset, and then he caught me pissing, and then I just spoke nicely to the policeman, and it was fun.
That's what I did. I butted them up.
That's how you deal with it.
All shook my hands. They all shook my hand afterwards because they said I was a very nice young man.
I wouldn't have shaken someone's hand that's apparently just been caught.
That's exactly. But I'm just so goddamn charismatic.
Yeah.
Did they take you to the station or anything?
No.
So what was the handcuffs for?
Stop
pissing everywhere.
I was urinating at the top. I was like, the handcuffs aren't going to stop that. You're going to have to squeeze the top.
Super lucky. Coke in your
Do you think I got super lucky? Yeah, I know we got super lucky.
That was sort of the main point of the story, Will.
You should learn from this, Andrew.
I'm so glad he came on. I should explain. Basically, I recorded 2 podcasts in a day.
Don't explain.
Well, I'm doing it now.
Oh, I'm interested.
And Will was here earlier. And we just didn't leave, really.
Yeah.
So,
But that's how I got in trouble with the police on 2 occasions. Handcuffs really hurt as well.
They do.
Have you ever been handcuffed?
Covered it before, but it's fine.
You covered one.
Let's hear another.
Let's go for it.
Go on, Jack.
We're being open and honest about our run-ins with the
when I do this to him.
Oh, these are not funny. These are quite sad.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's no
I want to hear. I want to hear the sadness. Yeah. Let's dwell in the bad stuff.
Let me dim the lights, please.
Yeah. Welcome to dwell in the bad stuff.
Get to the bad stuff. Get to the sad stuff.
Get to the sad stuff.
Get to the sad stuff. Everyone just leave thinking it wasn't funny,
but I learned from it.
And that's how I do stand-up.
Yeah.
Like, people listen to me and go, well, very funny, but I learned a lot.
I learned a lot, which is what you
You are very, yeah, very educational stand-up, your stuff, filled with educational materials.
Ask, Rachel, have you been arrested? In trouble with the police, slash.
No, I don't think I have.
Never.
No.
I don't think I...
You've been wanted by the police briefly.
What was that?
Because you broke into Lewis Castle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We broke into a castle...
that is a very middle class.
It's true. It's in my hometown as well. It's incredibly middle class. Sorry.
It was just daddy's second home.
Yeah.
I broke into that castle.
No, I can't break into daddy's second home. To be honest.
Yeah. There's security there. He doesn't like to see me around. Yeah.
No, Lewis Castle. We got the kind of silly drunk where you're kind of like. Skipping along like medieval drunk, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you're sort of
merry,
you're
merry on me,
merry and it, yeah. Well, merry on me. It's that, yeah,
that's probably, high knees.
Probably that in, yeah, in my life, that's the most kind of cartoonishly drunk I've been. Oh, I've been drunker, but it's more the song
from the roof of the church,
yeah, exactly.
It is ours now.
For thousands of years, people have been getting drunk in the way we were getting drunk,
yes.
Which is sort of...
on top of a castle.
On top of a castle. And we carried a bench up to one of the top battlements.
So
and we
could
just,
watch the...
Yeah, and yeah. One of us nearly fell off the battlements and nearly died.
It was the keep, because we studied this castle for our GCSEs.
So we actually know...
Will, I don't know any of these words.
Well, yeah. GCSE.
The keep.
GCSE.
You don't know the keep of a castle, boys.
Keep.
Come on.
Yeah.
What's
that?
It's not that. It's like a bartender.
After a bar.
I'll just use a verb. I'll keep it.
Keep it to yourself. New podcast title.
I don't know why that got me.
It's all I know, mate.
Bench up to the keep.
What's she keep?
No, it was more we just slightly moved stuff around in the castle. So when people came back the next day, obviously people don't go in the castle overnight. Yeah. It's weird when you find it. There's not debris.
It was a small
there wasn't cans. There wasn't anything. The only thing that happened was a bench that was at the bottom of the castle was at the top of the castle. So obviously, when we're walking around the town the next day, constantly hearing different people talk about the fact that there's a bench at the top of the keep. So it wasn't. That's probably. I wasn't arrested.
But I left the next day.
Yeah.
And as I was walking to the station, I overheard a conversation between a civilian, as they might call it.
Muggle.
People like me.
Not a civilian.
A civilian. Like, I'm on the other side of the law now. Yeah. You don't know. You haven't seen what I've seen, Will. Jesus. A civilian and a police officer. Oh. And I stopped for a red light. And the civilian just said to the police officer, I'm a bit of a weird one, but I work in Lewis Castle and we've had a bit of an act of vandalism. People have kind of been rearranging a few benches. And I was just looking next to them.
If you build a castle 1,500
we'll
years ago,
rearrange the
we'll
benches.
Rearrange the benches. You don't fucking worry about it, lad.
We'll find you. Yeah. We'll find you.
Oh, here we go.
I got arrested. I did get arrested once back in my hometown in Somerset and the police knocked on my door. And
what did you do? Look at a cow?
And
in the wrong way.
Yeah, in the countryside. And they
that's a big no-no.
Can't do that, country code.
And they were like, we're arresting you for GBH.
Fuck off.
Gang banging a horse. No, sorry. That's a
grievous bodily harm.
Yeah. Grievous,
I don't think he did.
I did not think.
It's a special police code.
I didn't think GBH meant gang banging a horse.
I don't know. I just thought it's something you might not know. It wasn't a crazy thing to say. Yeah.
Anyway, so basically, I used to have a mini motorbike, which was a little dirt scrambler thing.
Yes. Mm.
And basically, there was a robbery that happened, and I used to lend my bike out to people,
mm.
And I gave them to some kids, and they apparently were in the park, bike was parked out and they robbed someone.
Yeah.
For their like.
Sweets. With your bike?
With the bike there.
Right.
Robbed someone for like sweets.
There was two people.
They robbed someone for sweets.
Robbed someone for sweets.
Yeah, we should focus on that.
They just robbed
sweet
someone.
Sweet thieves are sweets. The fucking worst though.
What, curly whirlies?
The best thing to nick though, because it's like a small crime.
It seems like an unnecessary risk.
Yeah. Sweets. Oh, I used to have a little.
Yeah, but what about the thrill? What if you get the thrill is what like, turns the sweets?
I once got mugged for sweets.
There you go.
You actually, how old are you?
Is everyone getting robbed for sweets? What's going
I was
on?
About 12, 13.
Yeah.
Not robbed your sweets.
What do they ask? Do they just ask if you've got any curly whirlies or something?
Nah, so we'd gone to a house party.
It's not sweet.
It's not sweet, you're bang on.
Yeah,
I'm glad you picked me up on that.
Yeah, we're at this house party. And we'd popped out to like go to the corner shop or whatever, and someone had got sweets. That's the only thing we had. I didn't even have shoes on. And
she got his shoes. Don't rob her sweets.
Yeah. And, if you were going to rob someone, you're going to rob the girl with no shoes on.
She got no shoes, man.
Yeah, there was only a couple of us. And then like, all the girls went for the girls, and they were just shouting at us in our face, whatever. And the guys like had us. They were like, "We've got knives. We're blah 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 blah." They backed us up against
and,
the wall. But,
and they are they
how
had,
old?
They
how
had
old are
knives
these?
And they asked you
they
for
were,
sweets.
They were probably what? Like a couple of years older than us. Maybe not. Like
maybe they're trying to reinvest.
Did you see the knife? Was there a knife?
No, my friend knew them apparently from another town and was like, "They've got knives. They've got knives."
Where was this?
There were 15-year-old boys with knives robbing people of sweets.
Yeah, well, they were on bikes as well, so they had.
Why is no one else thinking this is mental?
Yeah, and
no,
well,
it's because you only got like a gun in your coat.
Yeah,
and you do that thing where you pretend.
Just your fingers.
But surely at like 15 years old, you don't like want sweets that much.
So what they were after was like our stuff. So we didn't have anything apart from the Tang Fastix. So they took the Tang Fastix. And then the other guy was like,
solid.
"Oh, have you got any money on him?" And someone was like, "No, no, no, not, we've got
so they
enough.
Did try and rob you for some money as well.
But then they were like,
"Well, that makes more sense." Yeah, I thought these were prolific sweet robbers.
Have you got any sweets? Also, have you got any money?
Sweets first. Oh, by the way, have you got any fucking
sweets first? In the bag, you've got a big duffel bag. Put those fucking Tang Fastix in the fucking bag. The police are coming.
Oh, lads, you never guess right. You know when I nicked them sweets? She had 500 quid as well.
I'm like, yeah, fuck that. Where's the Harry bro? Give me the Harry bro.
Yeah, no, and then they were like, "Have you got any money on you?" Whatever. And my friend starts counting out like 20 p's from his pocket because he just like.
And they're like, "Shit, I can get some more sweets."
Yeah. And they were like, the other guy was like, "No, we've done enough already. We've done enough. Leave them. Let them keep
where
the money."
What area was this?
Windsor.
Oh, exactly.
That's a good castle there too, actually.
Muggers in Windsor.
Nice. Yeah.
Come Croydon, mate.
Anyway,
I got arrested.
Oh yeah, sorry.
And I was like laughing at the policeman. I was like, "Are you being serious?" He was like, "Yep, we have to take you to the station." I was like, "My mum was there." Like,
what was your mum?
I've lost my boy.
I was like,
is it home?
I was like,
they knocked on your door.
I was like 15, bro.
It's Will there, please.
You're so many steps
actually,
back.
This is a proper arresting story.
Yeah,
Christ.
I got arrested and I went to the police car and I knew I hadn't done anything because I was a good boy. And then I got to the police car and I was like, "Please let me sit in the front." I was like,
"I'll never have this again."
Like, what? Because you want to stick your head out the window?
I'm not going to be any trouble. Just let me in front.
Why the experience is better in the front? Oh, surely you want the experience being in the back?
No.
Just like you don't. I don't know you anything, you cunt.
Yeah. Like Joker. From
I don't know. I just wanted to be in the front because that's where all the buttons were, and then
so you could stage an escape.
All the noises.
The radio.
He was like, "Yeah, of course, get into the front." I got into the front. I was like, "Please push that button." Like, just
which button?
So now you've got your feet on the dashboard. You're like, "Go on, stop being a little pussy
bitch."
I was in a police car last week, and he did every other shit. You little bitch.
Long story short, he lets me in the front. We get to the police station. He starts quizzing me about all of this thing. Like, there was a
general knowledge quiz,
robbery,
yeah.
And I was like,
"What is the capital of Iceland?"
The capital is Cairo.
You did it! You did it! You're guilty.
The capital of Egypt is Cairo. Let me free, sir. So basically, he puts me into a fucking cell for an hour before he
quizzes. An hour?
No.
Why does he let you touch buttons and put you in a cell?
I know, because he's like, "We're gonna question."
This didn't happen in Shawshank.
We're going to question you when we're ready in an hour. I was like, okay. He puts me in a cell, we do the questioning, and then I said, "What's happening here?"
It's a fair question.
I think I've asked the same.
I would have waited till I was in prison for an hour before I go, "What's happening, lads?"
After the trial.
I'm sorry, what's going on?
He's been locked away on a life sentence.
I think there's been a mistake.
Hang on a minute.
Wait.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's a mistake.
Push the button.
No, go on.
I've just realised I haven't asked. Just went along with it the whole 3 hours.
A man told me to get in the car and now I'm being electrocuted.
Johnny Depp's like, tell
as old as time.
What is happening here, Amber? But basically, they asked me...
Was that Johnny Depp reference?
It was.
Topical.
It was
topical.
This probably was about 2 weeks. So
basically, they asked me, look, someone got robbed in the park, and the description was a young lad with a mini motorbike, a scrambler. Mm. And I was like, I have the motorbike. I have the one and only motorbike in this town.
Yeah.
And
there's not loads of scramblers in this town.
I was like, I'm
not like our town.
I don't know. The description fitted me. I think there was an age discrepancy because of my height, maybe. And I was like, look, I didn't do the. I lend my bike out to certain people if they want to ride it.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. So
charging £5 a pop.
I was like, it wasn't me. So
did you lend the bike out or did you sell it?
No. Just lend. I said, borrow that.
Like, and then did they return it afterwards?
Yeah,
so the bike, the scrambler was at your house when the police arrived.
Is there
one scrambler in Somerset?
Yeah, I'd say.
A mini moto.
Is there only one of them?
It's me.
Yeah.
No, so you lent it.
Yeah, so they were like, oh, that must be Will. The policemen were like, oh, that must be Will.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why they did that. And then it was.
Who
just,
was it? Who was the guy? Name and shame him now.
Yeah.
I forget his name, but he was just.
How'd you forget his name?
He was just some kid who was like a bit rowdy. He was like rob people.
Just a bloke.
But like apparently it was just like some kids from the private school were walking past with like bags of Coke
sweets.
And not Coca-Cola and sweets.
Yeah.
And they were like, give me those
bags. 13-year-old kid.
Somerset.
Yeah. Shopping bags of Coke.
Anyway, so there's no punchline, but yeah, it wasn't me. And then he was like, yeah, cool, it wasn't you, blah, blah, blah. And I said, are you going to drop me home after this? Because I'm quite far away from home.
Do they have to or do they book you taxis?
They don't have to, but I was like, you're going to.
Was part of the punishment walking home?
No, it was just like... It was like
if you can't do the
miles.
Time, man.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It took me to Yeovil. I was from Bruton in Somerset.
I have no idea about the job.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. That could be in the north.
That could be anywhere.
In the north.
They could be right next to each
really
other.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Just dropped off the coast of Scotland. Yeah.
Sounds like a yogurt.
Yeah, Yeovil. Yeah, no.
Got me, mama? What do you think?
Yeovil.
Yeah, like...
The yogurt.
Yeovil Valley.
Yeovil Valley, that's it.
Is that a yogurt?
Yeah, well, it's a milk dairy. It's a dairy.
Anyway,
big dairy.
Never heard of it.
It's
just a joke.
I think the policeman dropped me back home. So
he did drop me back home.
Same guy?
I think it was the same guy, actually.
Oh, well, shout out.
But this time, it's like, I'm driving this time.
I'll drive this guy.
I just...
I love that your experience, though, of getting arrested for... Can I have a go on the buttons?
Can I have
right?
a go on the buttons?
Anyway, yeah.
Was it scary?
No, I was loving it because I knew I hadn't done it.
You knew you hadn't done it. Yeah, but people have been...
So was it enjoyable being in a cell? I would have been... Do you know what? If I got in a cell... Smearing my shit first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that's like
let
that's
not
like that's like 5 years in when you're doing a hunger stroke. I'm like I've been kept in for an hour just while they check over stuff. I'm already doing a like a Bobby Sands. 2 minutes in. He's already.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
we know it wasn't
checking your ID. And
you're
just like,
you were just
freedom written on the walls.
It was me and my brother in the car. You know, and these coppers like you know, like the film Superbad and like. This is weird. What's going?
Silly coppers, yeah.
This is weird. And my brother, on the way, he was driving me to St. Thomas's Hospital in Tooting. And my brother, Joe, said, could you get some fags? I went, yeah, no problem. Put on the sirens. We've got me some fags.
Sick break.
Listen. Wait. So why are you in the car?
Let's not worry about
well,
that.
Well, you keep bringing it up, though, mate. You keep bringing it up. That's now.
That's a fun story. But was the crime not as fun?
It's not fun.
Not fun.
Do
you know about it?
I don't know. I would love to know about it.
I got smashed over the head with a Yankee candle in a flat.
Sounds like you're the victim there.
I was the victim.
Well, it sounds funny.
Then what did you do in return to the guy?
smashed him with a Laura Ashley candle.
I'm never coming back here.
To your flat. That will show you.
All right, I'm
leaving.
Don't dare ever send me an invite.
I'm gonna blast some Booker T's at my forehead.
You'll never see me again.
And I think he took it to
heart. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm never coming back.
I've really fucked up here.
Yeah, but that was an experience.
Can you talk about your tattoos? How long ago did you get your first tattoos? Because me and Andrew are considering getting our first tattoos potentially.
Not like a joint.
Not a joint thing. No, none of that.
No.
No regrets.
Sincere tattoos like this guy.
Hosting the podcast.
Like yeah.
There is no story. There's no. That's.
So did none of them have any meaning, or is it just vibes?
Fucking meaning.
Basically, I'm a floor layer.
Mm. You got to have tats.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't.
Oh,
that.
Sorry.
That wasn't the
story.
Sorry,
that's not the point of the story.
Basically, I've done something with Floor. He went for a tattooist. He went, I'll give you some tattoos if you want. I went, yeah, what?
And no money in exchange.
There was no money, it was just tattoos.
Okay. Was that your first foray into tattoos?
Because the thing is, though, yeah.
Was that over a long period of time? Or was it just in one fucking
set? How many floors did he need layers?
Yeah.
Loads of floors. Basically, yeah, that was
massive.
So
massive.
Many floors.
There's that one for
I
each floor.
I didn't realize how big the shop was.
It's a fucking mansion. It's a hotel.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason. That is the thing. I think I've grown up a little bit now. But when you're younger, you go, I want lots of tattoos.
Mm.
They look good.
I like it.
I really like your tats. Yeah. This wasn't a leading thing. It's more that we're considering, both of us, I kind of want a tattoo. I don't want loads. So I'm just trying to work out how to do it. But I feel like if I'm going to have my first one, it needs to mean something. But I'm really struggling to get over that.
What,
you got a bird there? What does that mean?
I got that done on RP for.
They don't mean anything.
Okay, so. Fair enough.
Yeah, it's one name.
I thought they were all the floor laying.
Yeah, so that's a carpet tile, that one.
That's the bathroom. That's the second bedroom.
They mean fuck all. Yeah. That is the thing. Like,
they're good though.
I prefer that though.
Because
it's kind of lame.
It's literally like a fashion thing.
Do you have any? You don't have any quotes in you, do you?
No.
Oh, that's cool.
Any dates or like Roman numerals?
They literally mean fuck all.
That's good though. It's just vibes.
All they mean.
I like this geezer with the mustache. Who's he?
That is Tesla.
So that must mean something.
You're a big fan of the electric car.
Big fan of Tesla?
I've got a lot of portraits on me with like people with like intelligent minds. I'm obsessed with people with these crazy minds.
Yeah.
So I look I've got I'm not going to go into it.
No, that's good.
That's why
he's
got them on the podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I'm going to get
to the good stuff.
Day.
Yeah. Apologies. Yeah. But this is getting to the good stuff. Who's that geezer? Is that Jesus? No. Who's that?
That's my
name. Margaret Thatcher. Okay. It does look like Maggie.
She had a hard life, man. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Well, Andrew's probably going to take this one again, but I was there as often as these things, because me and Andrew went to school and uni together. So I've been more been witness to Andrew consistently. You know, Andrew's a lot smoother as a person than I am. And I consistently fuck up on a daily basis, but on like a small, consistent level, I'm never that smooth.
I like to fuck up two times a year.
Andrew is a very smooth operator, but when he fucks up, it's just extraordinary. It's like spectacular. I mean, we were at school.
We're really going through the highlights of my fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. It's a bad reflection on you, actually. But,
yeah, yeah.
We were at school, and there was this. Every Wednesday, it was like a drinks night, wasn't it?
Yes.
And we got two free drinks. This is when you're in the last year of our school. You kind of got two free drinks to...
How old are you?
18.
I was 17 at the time. Yeah,
17, 18.
It was an odd tradition.
You got two free drinks, and it was kind of a way of saying you're a man now. It's a maturity thing, which in retrospect is quite funny.
It's kind of weird.
But then you would get pissed beforehand.
Me and two of my other friends would always go in.
Because
of deep-seated daddy issues and personal hatred.
Yeah, sure.
To myself. We would go and get a big bottle of Scrumpy Jacks each and then go and sit in our rooms when we were meant to be doing homework.
What am I like?
A glass kind of
No, the plastic bottles.
Plastic ones.
Yeah, the plastic.
The blue ones.
The plastic blue bottles.
Like the big 3 litre ones.
Yeah, the big three litre. It is. Yeah. So we'd pre-drink for the drinks. I was I got very, very drunk with my friend.
And then, the rest of us who weren't drinking with them, we're kind of like lightly drunk. And then our kind of the head of the sixth form. Had come down.
The head of the sixth form.
Yeah, he was a teacher who was a teacher, was but like also the head of the sixth form.
Community support teacher.
It was the same bloke, now you mentioned.
No, this wasn't uni, this was at school. This is at school. And this is the head of sixth form. He came down and he
We've known him for a lot of years, and because it was near the end of our time there, we've been there for 6 years at this school. You know, there was a lot. The relationship was getting a lot warmer, and there was a lot of barriers being broken, and we were just having kind of like pleasant small talk with this teacher we'd known for a while.
But he'd also had like this really fucking cute, aggressively cutesy relationship with one of my best friends, and it was like they just loved each other.
Not
a pedo thing.
But just like you know, teacher's pet.
Okay,
and they have this kind of annoyingly saccharine sweet relationship.
Were you looking for the word favourite?
Yeah, I went with nonce. You meant favourite was
that's
the word.
That's the one, yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
You know when you're bantering with a teacher and you're just sort of trying, you're finding where it is. And so we're all kind of getting a little bit, you know, we're just throwing in a couple like light jabs and a bit like, you know, you guys are so close, you know, just making little jokes.
I'm two litres deep as scrumpy jokes.
Yeah, Andrew, who hadn't spoken, by the way, we'd had this kind of pleasant, maybe like 5 minutes. Andrew sat there like this.
Wait, with Andy, the guy who's the teacher's pet.
Yeah, and Andrew's just sat there waiting, like a praying mantis, he's just ready. And then he drops this line that it shocked all of us. What did you say, Andrew?
Why don't you just take him into your office and rape him, sir?
Out of nowhere. And I think he was so shocked by it. Nothing actually happened because it was so like, we were all just, he hadn't said anything. And Andrew just out of nowhere, why don't you take him into your office, sir, and rape him? Wow. And we were just like,
I know. I don't want to.
What happened?
I think he didn't want to acknowledge it. So he
was too much. How do you deal with that?
And backed off.
Can't. You have to walk away.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't want to talk to me.
Yeah. I mean, you bodied him.
Move.
You fucking.
I flawed him.
You flawed him.
Scrumpy.
Yeah. 2 liters of scrumpy.
Yeah. You don't want to see that guy, man. I don't want to. It is. Yeah, it sounded like it was going to be a light-hearted joke in my head, but then it...
Yeah, with rape in it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't contemplate the rape in it, and it just came out, and...
When he fucks up, it's always spectacular.
People never do. That is.
Those
that
are probably the three most ridiculous things I've ever done in my life, actually.
Probably, yeah.
How did you feel right after you said that?
Drunk.
What?
Scrumpy, right? I had no idea what was going on.
No, what happened is we didn't make it obvious, so we all know he laughed because obviously we don't want to throw him down. And it wasn't until BB, the teacher, walked away and kind of made a couple of comments and got that we were like, what the fuck did you just say?
I know. And I think I was just staring at the floor. I don't know what the fuck just happened.
In front of other people, or was it?
It was in front of me, a couple of other friends.
There's no music going on. There's no background.
No.
Just quiet socializing.
Just nits and nattering.
You know, I feel sorry for the teacher a bit.
We've just been accused of rape for no reason, really.
Unless he was a rapist, then.
Do you know what?
He was.
I didn't have any evidence. I had no evidence.
Fellow like guy, teachers. There's always you always get a female at school now. Nonce.
Yeah.
Not our school. No, I'm joking.
We were just more aware.
But yeah, that was an embarrassing one.
You got nonces at your school? I had one nonce at when I was in like year 7. I had a gym teacher.
There was one at our school that came out. He didn't come out himself. as a nonce.
I am a paedophile.
I'm fed up of hiding.
I'm sick of living my life in a closet.
I'm
a paedophile.
Respect.
Yeah.
No, awareness.
Awareness, yeah. Spread the cause.
I stand with me.
Me too.
I'm part of the LGBTP community. They're like, you can't have a pee. Hang on, you can't add a P, man. No, I don't need a P. You can't add a P. That'd be amazing. They just try and tack on at the end of the parade. You got lesbians, gays, trans, they're all coming on the parade.
You're fucking ruining it.
The pedos come out and it's like, hang on a minute. You got a tack on the end.
Who bought them a float?
Yeah, why is there a pedo float, for fuck's sake?
Oh, just with blow up children on it. It'd be a horrible thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, a horrible thing.
Oh, bloody hell.
Well, that's enough of the pedo stuff.
Thanks for coming, Will.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm sorry that
you've ruined the podcast.
I don't think I've ruined it.
Have you got any stories?
No, I don't have any stories.
Do you have any stories?
I've got stories.
Right.
This is too long for the hemorrhoids.
Well, the hemorrhoid will see us out.
Shall I just smash
I'll
it
edit
through?
This so Let's I look amazing.
Yeah.
Let's do a hemorrhoid story. On my 19th birthday.
No. What we'll do? Check out me as a host. Have you got any stories about hemorrhoids?
Yeah, I've got one.
Oh, really?
I thought so.
I've got a hemorrhoid story.
Perfect.
Is this aggressively edited then?
Absolutely not edited at all.
Oh, great.
Cut it out. I'll make me look good. Bad.
You're gonna, I've already done that.
I'll do it in the
Yeah, I did scream, I'm a paedophile at the top of my voice. Out of context. So.
That's all we're gonna
I'm a paedophile! I'm sick of hiding it. I'm a paedophile.
LGBTP.
Phoebe, have we got that?
Yeah, now you're fucked.
Do you want to do it to camera?
Yeah.
Right, so hemorrhoids.
Right, on my
what actually is a hemorrhoid?
There's a fleshy lump on your asshole.
Jeremy Kyle. Comes out, or is that a prolapse?
Well, interestingly, there's two types of hemorrhoids.
Oh, okay. Is there two types?
Yeah, there is two types, which is something I learned when I was 19 when I contracted one. There's an internal
contracted something you caught off someone though. Catch a hemorrhoid.
I mean,
well, your asshole contracted.
Why are you going to move slightly further away from me? No, you can get it from like having too aggressive shits or something, which I guess it was that. I wouldn't say I'm an aggressive shitter, but yeah, like,
yeah.
Get out of me.
Shouting abuse at people when I shit.
Give me your sport officer there.
He's always around the fucking corner for some reason. So yeah, I got it when I was 19. So sorry, to answer your question, there's an internal and an external. An external is a small lump that hangs outside the anus. An internal, as you can imagine, is inside the anus.
Yeah, this is where my guy goes off.
This is how I do.
This is where my queen goes off.
Thanks for bringing him.
That's my pickup line.
There's an internal.
Go on,
we've all learned something today.
Yeah. So I got it on my 19th birthday. There was some blood coming out of my arse. So I thought, is that just what happens when you're? There is
No
one gave me the hemorrhoid. It was
a birthday present. Sorry. Yeah.
So I got it on my 19th birthday. It's like bleeding out my arsehole. Okay. And I thought, is that just something that happens when you're 19? Is that what being a man is? It's like the male equivalent of a period. Exactly.
Yeah.
Contracted that, and then like shoved some tissues up there to sort the situation out.
Plug
because
it
was bleeding, and I had friends over.
But it wasn't up the hole; it was on the bum.
But it was mine. Was
it wasn't on the cheeks? What are you talking
about?
That's
just like
it's
a
on
mole.
The hole.
Have you never heard? It's like
no,
a pile.
Mate, it's on the hole. You dickhead! You prick!
That just shows I've never had it.
Get some men, and then come back.
Then we can fucking talk.
I thought it was on the cheeks.
No.
Right, so you've got the blood.
It's all right, mate. It upsets me.
I'm scared. So what happens next is thus goes the story. I plugged it with some toilet paper. Then eventually that went on for a couple of days.
External.
And then my mum was like, let's take you to the doctor. And
I told your mum about it.
Let's take those
tissues out. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
She was fine with it.
She wasn't pissed off at me for it.
Fume.
How dare you? We are not a hemorrhoid family, Andrew. We are clean here.
You
have brought dirt into this name.
Is it internal or external? External, even worse. So I went to the doctor, and it was a very strange situation because you think the doctor might deal with many hemorrhoids on a regular basis, but he was very awkward about it for some reason. So he kept like, I would ask questions and he'd just kind of look at me like,
he can't
and I was like, so I think I got, he said, I've got this thing.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Well,
he was awkward. So I was like, I've got this thing. And I was like, I think it's a pie. And he was like, and then I was like, am I going to have to get up on the bed and pull my trousers down? Like, I promise you I said that. And he was like... why the fuck am I leading this situation? So I then got...
he's recording it.
Yeah.
I'm on a TikTok chat.
Look at this fucking guy. So I got up on the bed, pulled the trousers down. He then inspects the hemorrhoid. And I shit you not, he went down. They went, yep, that's a big un.
Don't be saying that.
What was it?
Don't be saying that.
Big un.
Big un, yeah.
What was that, in Conker?
Yeah. No, not that big. Jeez.
Christ alive, Jack.
Blueberry.
Yeah,
I didn't actually get to look at it really, but I didn't.
I had it feel.
No, like a garden pea.
Not a petit pois.
Like a garden pea.
Bird's eye garden pea.
Bird's eye garden pea.
Like a swollen petit pois.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're garden.
Well, that'd be a garden pea.
That'd be a garden pea, wouldn't it? Yeah. Now we're just getting petty.
Thanks for coming, guys.
I'm invited for a reason.
I then get back. I get back off the... I pull my trousers up, go off there. And then he said, yeah, it was a hemorrhoids. And again, went back to this weird thing where he didn't answer any questions and was just making faces at me. And I said, so is there like something I put on it, like a cream? And he went,
he loves that face.
I was like, you're gonna have to tell me the fucking name of the cream at one point.
Not a mini mouse.
And then it went, is there anything I can do about the bleeding?
Who's a mime? Who's a French mime? Who's a street mime?
The white gloves make sense now. Yeah.
So it's bleeding as well.
It's going like this.
It's been bleeding for the whole time. That's the problem.
It's a constant seepage.
A constant seepage. So I was like, so is there anything I can do about the bleeding? He went. And then I went.
He went.
And he went. Well, that one was more of a. So then I went, I'm going to have to wear a period pad, aren't I?
And then
I?
He went like this.
And he went.
What's a period pad? Like a sanitary towel?
A sanitary towel, yeah.
With wings.
Yes, with wings. So I then get.
Armed wings.
I then get in the car and I say to Mum, look, we're going to have to pick up some sanitary towels for your boy, if that's all right.
For your lad.
For your firstborn. Your firstborn son needs some sanitary towels.
For the boy.
Immediately.
And then you found out about the price of them and that he's been a feminist ever since. Furious.
Yeah, you just ruined it. So I went. Well, it's not. But I went back. And Mum sat downstairs politely and calmly whilst I went upstairs to the bathroom to apply this sanitary towel.
Do you have siblings?
If we are going to be true feminists,
yes.
Keep calling them period pads because there's nothing unsanitary about a period.
You're bang on.
Oh.
You're bang on.
That's why I'm here.
These.
So I don't know what that means.
The period pad.
I don't know where I am.
So I went upstairs to the bathroom.
I haven't spoken to my kids in weeks.
I got arrested loads, man.
Sorry.
No. I went upstairs to this, but we're very near the end now, fellas. We're getting there. I went upstairs to the bathroom to apply the period pad. Emphasis on the word period.
And pad.
Which one's the period pad?
I really enjoy that you're applying a period pad.
Yeah.
Well, if you.
Well, what's the feminist word to say applying?
I don't know. It's not anti-feminist.
Sticking
it's just
slapping
it on.
Just like putting it on.
Because it's so casual.
The period pad, right? I went upstairs, put the period pad on, and I came, and it was horrible. And I came downstairs, nice. I was like, how do you do this all day? You women are heroes.
Yeah.
How can you do this all day? And Mum was like, yeah, I know. It's tough. It's annoying. I was like, how the fuck do you take it off? Surely isn't it going to, aren't you going to like, it gets stuck to your skin and like all your hairs and
he's
shit.
He's reading Laura Mulvey. He's really going
and
in.
Then, and then Mum was like, Where did you put the period pad on? And I went, I don't know, I just put the thing on and stuck it onto like my gooch bumhole area. And she just starts pissing herself laughing. And I was just looking at her, and then she was just like, you meant to put it just on the pants. So then I had to go up and like...
Not stick it to the bottom.
This is the worst thing about this.
Yeah, there, you see. Yeah, wait, you stick
what?
It.
Oh, that's where the issue is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plug the hole.
Yeah.
But that's what you're meant to do.
This is why I'm so thick. And
no, wait. Do you genuinely not know that that's what you have to do?
Because we've never had to do
that. We never learned about this. We got split up for sex ed.
We're sheltered men.
We didn't learn about it in sex ed either.
I'm still putting condoms up my ass. I don't get it.
You what?
I don't understand what's going on here.
So it's just acting as like a...
Yeah.
Like a spud, like a bucket. Nappy, almost.
Bucket's not a good word to be
honest. Nappy. Is
a nappy, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a bucket.
That's mad.
Well, the moon cup's like a bucket.
What's the moon cup?
Yeah, but the moon cup goes inside.
It's like an eco version. It's just a cup and then you pour it out.
I assume it's less efficient.
I think it works.
It's supposed to be more efficient, yeah.
My ex had used a moon cup.
Yeah.
How much was you bleeding though? You needed the.
But then, do you see the cup
of blood coming out?
Yeah.
It's just a hemorrhoid on my ex.
Cup of blood out and
that's why you wouldn't. Yeah.
You had a lot of blood coming out. You needed.
No, it was just like a constant drip.
Is there more seepage via moon cups than Tampax?
I know.
But sorry, we're having two conversations. That's how podcasts should work.
No.
Simultaneous.
Anyone chip in?
But yeah, that was probably the most embarrassing thing that's happened. We've really just listed off all of my terrible stories.
Boys Gone Wild. Please follow them on Instagram, TikTok. These boys are funny as fuck.
We have a podcast called Boys Gone Wild.
On YouTube, Spotify.
They wear nice sunglasses.
Nice sunglasses. If you like these anecdotes, we've got more. It's like when you give them like a street food sample.
Much,
oh, sorry, mate.
Friend of the show, he's telling me to say.
Who's a friend of the show?
This guy here.
Yeah, it's just
one. Oh, right.
I don't know who this geezer is.
I've never noticed it.
What the fuck? Who the fuck is that guy? I thought he was part of the curtain. Fuck it out.
We hire this. It's part of the rent.
No, he's a good lad, though.
Yeah, he's good. But go follow the lovely boys again. My co-host this week, Will Robbins, part of the lovely boys. And if you enjoyed the podcast, you liked the podcast, please give 5-star reviews, share it. Do all that sort of
Smash
stuff.
That
I love it.
Button.
I'm enjoying doing it.
I love you all.
So you have to edit for a while, I guess. Sorry.
Where do we? Why would you ruin that? Yeah, you did so well.
I sounded good. That was
you smashed that.
Yeah, that's the best I've done the spiel.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I have heard of show business. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.